It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, once again, we welcome you back inside Mountain City High School, getting set for the second of four big games that we have for you this evening. And the game completed just a few moments ago. If you weren't tuned in, the Rockford Blue Jay girls defeated the South Oak girls in the first game of the night. 64-19 was your final on that one. Rockford with the win. Up next, we switch to boys basketball action, the East Atchison Wolves and the Midbuke Cannon Dragons. We have two more games after this. We'll have girls basketball, East Atchison and Midbuke Cannon, and then our nightcap on the boys' side of the ledger. It'll be Mound City and Bishop LeBlanc. So that's still what's on tap for you tonight here from Mound City. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Dylan Hendricks alongside tonight on the color commentary, and it's Kurt Kilman as our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for East Atchison, they are 0-1 on the season. They'll go with Brody Wenahan. Brody Wenahan is a junior. Parker Livengood, a junior. Josh Sluter. Sluter is just a freshman starting. Carter Oswald is a junior. And Mason Kingery, also a junior. That's the starting five for Coach Aaron Patrick. For the Midbuke Cannon Dragons, Mid-Buck, they shorten it to. They'll go with Chris Kowalowicz. Kowalowicz is a junior. Rafe Smith, a senior. Aiden Admire is a junior. Lakin Swanson, a senior. And Ian Campbell. Campbell is a junior. Those will be the five starters for Coach Bryce Kemper and the Midbuke Cannon Dragons. If you're looking at the schedules that were put out there earlier and you're wondering, what is he talking about tonight? We're actually playing last night's games tonight, and we should probably maybe clarify some of the things for any of our listeners that may not be in the inner circle of what took place here. Because of the snowstorm, we weren't able to play last night, so they moved all the Monday night games to tonight. Now, you'd figure, well, then they'd probably take the Tuesday night games to Wednesday. Not so fast. There was a little wrench thrown into the works there because the Rockport Blue Jay boys Thursday night will be playing for a state football championship against Worth County. Obviously, the Rockport girls did not want to be here playing basketball while the boys are playing for a state championship. So the folks here at Mound City and all the other schools were kind enough to work with them. And what we did is we moved the Tuesday night games to Thursday and the Wednesday night games. No, the Thursday night games to Wednesday. So that means we'll be back here. The bottom line is we'll be back here tomorrow night at 4:30 as we'll have girls basketball action. Rockport will be playing Mound City in a game that was originally scheduled to be played on Thursday.
I think that one was scheduled for Wednesday. Thursday was supposed to be an off day. I think they'll play now.
Yeah, they couldn't move it to Thursday because, yeah, that's right. They couldn't move it to Thursday because of the football playoffs that we're playing to win. I probably just thoroughly confused all of our listeners.
We're going to have basketball Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday here on Sunny.
And Friday night, I'll be back on the Nebraska side kicking things off with Nebraska coverage. The Fall City Tigers will be on the road at Syracuse, taking on the Syracuse Rockets. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader, and we'll have that over on KTNC is where we'll cover that one for you. That's coming up Friday night on our sister station, KTNC. I'm excited about going down to St. Joe Thursday night back to Spratt Stadium there at Missouri Western University. The interesting thing about that, Rockport's going in there 13-0. Worth County is 12-1. Worth County only has one loss, and that was to Rockport. It was in the season opener, and it was an 8-point loss, something like 36-28, I believe.
It was the closest game Rockport's played this year.
Yes, and also the closest one that Worth County played. After that, they both have reeled off 12 straight wins. I think the closest anybody came to either one of those teams was like 22 points. So They have been winning handily. It'll be interesting to see what happens to those two teams, when they're actually pushed to play a full four quarters of football, because they haven't really had to do that since they faced each other back on August 29th. So really looking forward to that matchup, and that'll be live from Missouri Western University, and we'll have it for you right here on Sunny 101.3. Right now, the business at hand here, East Atchison and Midview Cannon. I've got to get myself straightened out here. Midview Cannon must be in the white here tonight. They are the Dragons. Their school colors are green, and they're wearing white jerseys tonight, green trim down the sides. East Atchison in black with orange numbers out here. So we're ready to jump it up. Stepping in for East Atchison is Mason Kingery. They didn't give us any heights. He'll jump it up against Rafe Smith. Kingery with an obvious height advantage. They're pretty much conceding the opening tip here, I think. And there's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Midview Cannon Dragons, or the Dragons. They come into forecourt on the dribble. This is Rafe Smith, the point guard. Goes to the left elbow to the near side, Kovalevich. Back up top, it comes to Smith. Smith for three from the right wing off the back of the iron, and he got the roll. Rafe Smith opens the scoring with a three-point basket from the right elbow. Hit the rim, bounced up, hit the backboard, hit the rim again into forecourt. Here comes East Atchison, trying to go in for a shot in the paint. Was Brody Winahan, and a whistle and a foul. Winahan will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That's going to be the first foul on Lakin Swenson, first team foul as well for the Dragons.
At the free throw line, Brody Winahan shooting two shots. Looks to the basket, first free throw on the way, up and good. Winahan, just a junior, they didn't give us heights in the programs here. Winahan will have a second shot coming. Just underway, the second of four big games coming your way tonight here from Mound City. Brody Winahan, second free throw is up, and it's good also. He got them both. It's 3-2. Mid Buchanan, mid buck up by one. Opening minute of play. Dragons into forecourt. Left wing with the basketball, Ian Campbell. Campbell hands it off to the near side. Comes over with it to Admire. Baseline left side, long three is up and good. Nailing the three, Ian Campbell. Campbell puts the three up from the corner, down on the right side baseline. All the way down comes East Atchison. Turnaround, shot in the basket, up and off, no good. Had a nice look at it there for Winahan, couldn't get it to fall. Driving shot to the right side, they put it inside the paint, underneath the basket. Oh, they moved the ball around. Great ball handling. The basket scored by Kovalevich. His first two. We've got a timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. East Atchison with the basketball. Then backcourt against full court pressure on the dribble. Down in the deep corner baseline, Carter Oswald. Oswald brings the basketball up the court now for the Wolves. Into the corner baseline, right side. Open look. Three from the right corner. Up and good. Nailing that three from down in the corner. Help me with who's got
that. Was Parker Livengood.
Yeah, Livengood. Okay, Livengood nailed that one from down. Here's a three on the way that's up and off, no good. Rebound underneath, back to the top of the key. Another three. Watch, this one is up and good. And getting that one is Rafe Smith. That's his second three-pointer of the night. He's got six. Down court fast, East Atchison all alone under the basket and unable to handle the basketball was Brody Winahan. Winahan was waiting there all alone. The ball went right through his fingertips and went away out of bounds. A sure two there, just got away from Winahan. 11-5. Mid Buchanan up by six with 2 minutes gone in the ball game. 6:04 to still go here in the first quarter with the ball. Shot is up from the corner of three that's off no good. Here's a fight for the rebound. I think they're probably going to get Swenson for coming over the back there. Is that what?
They are going to get Swenson. That's his second personal, so he'll take an early seat. Checking in for him will be Quentin Burton.
So Burton, a junior, checks into the lineup. Full court pressure now by the Dragons. Ball stolen away on the inbound pass. They feed it in, driving lay-in up on. Good. Getting the lay-in under the basket to drop was Aiden Admeyer, his first 2 points. There's yet another steal. Admeyer comes up with the basketball. He's double-teamed. Ball stripped away from him. It goes back to Admeyer. Oh, beautiful feed. Admeyer found his teammate, Quentin Burton, who just checked in. Found him waiting under the basket all alone for the lay-in. Quickly, it's a 10-point lead. Just out of nowhere, the Dragons are up 15-5. Ball is loose. Now they finally pick it up, and grabbing the basketball is Sluder. Around the horn to the left elbow. They come to Parker Livengood with the ball. Livengood feeds up to Carter Oswald. Oswald is the point guard up here. Right wing with it is Livengood. Livengood can't get inside the paint. Lost his dribble. To the top of the key, they come. That's Sluder with the ball. Left elbow, Oswald. Long three, Oswald. It's short off the front of the rim. Ball went out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last under there by the Dragons. So East Atchison will get the ball back, trailing 15-5 here. We've only played 3 minutes of basketball. 20 points on the board. Moving up and down the floor here.
The Dragons like to go faster, also pressing and getting a couple steals.
All right, waiting for the inbound pass. East Atchison tosses it in. They come in with it to Livengood. Parker Livengood across court with his pass. Carter Oswald. Oswald dribbles to the top of the key. Livengood for a long three. That's off the iron, no. And the rebound down to the Dragons. With the basketball is Ian Campbell. Campbell takes it underneath the baseline. Had it stripped away. Now, wait a minute. We've got a whistle and a foul. As the ball was turned over, who did they get here?
They're going to get number 12, Parker Livengood, on the strip, and that'll be his first personal, first team foul of the half for the Wolves.
So the ball stays with the Dragons, inbounding it for the Dragons under the basket. Is going to be Ian Campbell. There's a long three from the right wing that's off the iron. Won't go down for a Smith. Ray Smith took that shot. And the rebound is pulled down quickly by Mason Kingery. In backcourt in trouble with the basketball is Oswald. Gets it across the timeline to Kingery. They come back to Oswald. The ball is tipped there. Goes into backcourt. Oswald, oh, they're going to get him over and back. I thought the ball was tipped for a minute.
I think it was tipped by Oswald.
By Oswald. Okay, it was tipped, but by the man in black. So inbounding the ball will be Kovalevich. Chris will inbound it under his own basket on the right side baseline. Into the paint. Just inside the free throw line. Jumper up and good. Nice move to the bucket there by Rafe Smith. He's got 8 points in the ballgame already. There's full court pressure. Oswald on the dribble across the timeline. Goes between two defenders. Almost lost a handle on it. Now pulls it up. Lost the dribble. Across court pass. Deep corner baseline. Right side three. Up and off. No good. Ball fought for. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by East Atchison. And it'll be the Dragons basketball.
3:56 remains here in the first quarter. It's a 17-5 Mid-Buchanan lead over East Atchison.
Mid-Buchanan comes on the attack with Ian Campbell on the dribble. Campbell across the timeline between the rings at the top of the circle. Campbell goes off to the left side with it to Smith. Smith feeds to Aiden Admeyer, and now a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called out here.
Going to get a foul on Rafe Smith on the moving screen there. Just didn't get his feet set. They're going to call that every time. That'll be the third team foul on Mid-Buchanan.
Substitute in now for East Atchison, Tate Johnson into the lineup. Johnson, a senior, checking in for the first time tonight. Inbounding it is Brady Winahan. Winahan, inbound pass. Parker Livengood. Livengood tries to bring it up court. Gets it across the timeline. He was stripped of the ball for a moment. Now goes to the corner. Back up top to Livengood. To Oswald on the near side. Up shouting directions here. Coach Aaron Patrick yelling out some type of instructions to Carter Oswald, who picks up his dribble with an across-court pass. Oswald looks to the near side. Gets the ball right back. Now it's going to come to Livengood between the rings, top of the circle. Livengood bounce pass inside the paint, spin move, kick it out to the right side. A blocking foul on the baseline is going to be called on the Dragons.
This will be the 14th foul on the Dragons. So one more and we'll shoot free throws. That one's going to be on Aiden Admeyer. That is his first, but 14th foul of the quarter here for Mid-Buchanan.
17-5 your score, Mid-Buchanan, 12-point advantage, 3:06 to go, first quarter. East Atchison's ball under their own basket, long down court pass, tipped away. Under the basket, they save it, right side, laying up, oh, couldn't get it. Try for rebound, follow shot, put back is up. And that one's down, getting it to fall was Bo Williams. Bo Williams.
It was Creighton Johnson, number 30.
Oh, okay.
Creighton
thank
Johnson.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Johnson got that one. Back to live action across the timeline. Quickly down court comes East Atchison. Top of the key with the dribble. That's Carter Oswald. Oswald backs it back out between the rings and slows things down here a minute. Now a push foul is going to be called a little too tight on the defense there for the Dragons.
See, on Ethan Hanks, that's his first. Fifth personal, though, for Mid Buchanan. So 2:30 left here in the first quarter. East Atchison going to be shooting free throws the rest of the half.
At the line will be Carter Oswald. He's not scored yet tonight. He'll be at the line here. Oswald, first shot is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. Parker Livengood's basket, his field goal. Was that a three earlier?
That was a three.
Okay, thank you. Thought so. Always good to have a compadre here to check with. Second free throw is up and good also for Carter Oswald. He now has 2 points. Makes it 19-7, 2:28 to play in the first quarter. Here are this boys' first round game. Mound City, 68th annual Mound City tournament. There's a three from the left wing. Bingo, hitting the three. Creighton Johnson, he got one just a moment ago and he came right back with the three now. Long three, but the other end for East Atchison. Up and off, no good. Rebound taken down by Ethan Angst. Quickly down court come the Dragons. They're moving up and down the court in a hurry here tonight. Mid Buchanan with the basketball. Rafe Smith. Smith feeds inside the paint, free throw line. Right side in the corner, Burton. Now a jump shot from the free throw line that's short off the front of the rim. That was put up by Ethan Angst. Ball got away out of bounds, and it'll belong to East Atchison. Into the ball game now for Mid Buchanan. Checking in is Riker McCullough for the first time tonight. McCullough is on the floor. He's just a sophomore. Down court on the left side of the lane. East Atchison picks things up. They kick it back out to Kingery. Kingery across court pass. Top of the key comes back up to Oswald. Carter Oswald very patiently setting the offense here. Man-to-man pressuring defense here by the Dragons. Around to Oswald, he'll launch a three that's short, hits the front of the rim, bounces out of there, and the rebound comes down to the Dragons. Coming up with the basketball is Quentin Burton. Now a three from this side, and traveling is going to be called before he can launch the shot. Creighton Johnson hit a three from there a minute ago, but this time he traveled with it. Now here's Tate Johnson back onto the floor for East Atchison. Tate Johnson checking in. Brody Winahan is back on the floor. Winahan will inbound it right in front of the East Atchison bench. Winahan lobs it down under the basket. They tried to, stepped on the baseline.
Interesting note here for this East Atchison team. They don't start a senior, so this whole group will be back next year. A good experience for them here early against Mid Buchanan.
Here come the Dragons, leading 22-7 with 1:08 to go in the first quarter. Cross to the near side. The pass comes to Friedman's in here now. There's a steal. Fast break. Carter Oswald. Oswald stops. Let the defender fall over the top of him. That should probably earn Oswald two shots here.
Foul will be on Chase Friedman. That is his first personal. That's the sixth personal, or the sixth foul of the half. So either way, get two foul shots here for Oswald.
Oswald shooting two. First one is up and good. Carter Oswald is a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe here. Has 3 points. Another shot coming. This is good also. That one he had a little more fun with it. Rimmed it around two or three times. That was one of those 720 free throws. Twice around the rim and drops. Top of the circle. They come back up with it to Burton. Around the horn. Baseline in the corner. And traveling is going to be called. Just shuffling that pivot foot was Creighton Johnson down here. And that'll give the ball back. Once again, to East Atchison.
And you mentioned 4-for-4 on free throws for Oswald. A perfect 6-for-6 on the day for the Wolves so far as well.
All right, inbounding the ball is going to be Brody Winahan. Winahan tosses into Tate Johnson across court pass. Lob pass to Oswald. It's tipped away from Oswald. Oswald goes flying to the floor. Coming up behind him there was Riker McCullough. No foul call. A lot of contact there, but McCullough just tipped the basketball away and knocked it out of bounds. All right, East Atchison to inbound it into Carter Oswald. Oswald to the near side. Parker Livengood. Livengood in the paint. Fall away jump shot. Free throw line off the rim. No. Rebound taken away by Quentin Burton. Burton gets the outlet pass out across the timeline to Chase Frieden. Now into the paint. Back to the top of the key to Burton. Into the hands of Burton again. Near side, this is Frieden. Frieden for three. Got it. Chase Frieden with his first bucket of the night. And it's a tray from out here on the right wing. 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 25-9. Mitch Buchanan with the big lead. Handling the ball, Livengood. Livengood. Carter Oswald, three at the buzzer. Doesn't go after one quarter. It's Mitch Buchanan on top. I just lost my scoreboard.
25-9.
We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, the Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. East Atchison inbounds the basketball. Oswald gets it off to the corner on the far side, looking for Tate Johnson here. Johnson hands the ball, goes to Oswald. Oswald, a little step back, looked like he was going to take the three and then did not. Back to the top of the circle to Johnson. Wenahan, late baseline right side. They feed it underneath. Lots of traffic. King defended. All the way, jump shot is up and off. No good. Put up by Kingery. East Atchison with a rebound. Lots of contact under there. No whistle. Parker Livengood got clobbered when he came out of the lane with the basketball. Here's the jump shot from the right side. Up and good by Parker Livengood. Livengood now with 5 points in the ball game. 25-11 your score. Here come the Dragons. From the left elbow, a long three up and off no good. Tate Johnson has the rebound momentarily. There's a try for a shot on the baseline on the left side of the basket put up by Ian Campbell. He'll be fouled, and we're going to put Campbell at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be the second on Parker Livengood. First or team foul of the second quarter here, but two early ones for Parker.
Ian Campbell at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. He has 4 points now. He hit a tray back in the first quarter. Have another shot coming here. At the line, Ian Campbell, a junior, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up and it's good also. He got them both. He's got five now in the ballgame. 27-11, the lead is 16. Trying to get it up court across the timeline is Parker Livengood. They get it to the right elbow, down to Carter Oswald in the corner. Oswald is going to dribble back up between the rings at the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense here by the Dragons of Mid-Buchanan, a pressuring man-to-man. They're right in the back pocket of every one of these kids when they touch the ball. Oswald tries to go around the defender. He's guarded there by the left side by Kowalowicz. Ball is loose on the floor, grabbed up. Here come the Buchanan Dragons, driving, laying up, and good. Nice move to the basket there by Aiden Admeyer. Admeyer now with 4 points on that breakaway layup. Here's some pressure, nearly stolen away again, and stepping on the sideline. The turnover will come from Carter Oswald as he tried to go after that loose basketball and step on the far sideline.
6:17 remaining here in the second quarter. 29-11 is the Mid-Buchanan lead. Dragons playing fast here the first and second quarter. They throw a little press out there, try to get steals, and they play a tight man-to-man.
There's a freshman into the lineup for the first time tonight. Dayton Burke checks in for East Atchison. He wears number two down here. Burke into the lineup. Right side, Kowalowicz. Now they bring it back out to Smith. Smith driving lay-in, got the basket, and he will be fouled. Rafe Smith got the ball to fall. He'll have the and one coming. Who did they get?
Foul's going to be on number 14, Josh Sluder. That'll be his first, second team foul of the half for the Wolves. Shooting one here is Rafe Smith.
All right, the and one coming up for the senior, Rafe Smith. Free throw on the way, and it is short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Driver, follow shot won't go. Oh, man, a point-blank range shot by Lakin Swenson. Just could not get it to fall in the hole there. Swenson came down with that rebound off the missed free throw and almost was uncontested but couldn't drop it. Ball got away out of bounds. It's going to stay with mid-buck. The Dragons will have the ball. Ian Campbell will trigger it in on the baseline on the right side of the basket. Up to the top of the circle it comes. Great Smith. Back to Campbell. Campbell under the basket. Kicks it out to the left elbow. All the way in for the drive. The floater up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Ray Smith having himself a ball game. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:47 to go first half. 33-11. Mid-Buchanan on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny. 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Katula, Dylan Hendricks back with you at Mound City High School. 33-11 right now, Mid-Buchanan on top.
This live coverage of the Mound City tournament is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Hiawatha Implement and Mound City Scheib Drainage in Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag of Mound City, and BTC Bank, with locations in Oregon, Missouri, and throughout the state.
Out of the timeout, it'll be East Atchison's basketball. The Wolves with the ball against full court pressure now, trying to come up court with it. Evan Rogers is in the lineup. There's a steal. Kovalevich puts it into the corner right side. Admire. Admire in the paint, kicks it to the corner left side. There's a three on the way that's off the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound is taken down by Mason Kingery. Kingery gets it to Oswald, and he got attacked as he got the ball. Whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Mid-Buchanan.
Foul's going to be on number 24, Ian Campbell. That's his first of the second quarter here for Mid-Buchanan as well.
All right, Wolves basketball. They'll play it in the forecourt on the left side. Inbound to pass, driving lay-in up, and good. Getting the breakaway, and the lay-in was Parker Livengood. Livengood with 7 points now for East Atchison. Underneath into the corner. They feed it down deep right side. There's a three on the way up and good. That was a three, I think. Yes, it was. Kovalevich hits the three. He's got five in the ballgame. 35-13. Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons dominating here. Coming back the other direction with the basketball is Brody Wenahan. Wenahan picks up the dribble to the top of the key. Livengood. Livengood around to Carter Oswald on the right elbow. Oswald looks to the top of the free throw circle to Josh Sluder. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by the Dragons. Two platoon basketball. Five new players in now for the Dragons. Mike Sprague in for the first time tonight. Ryan McCullough into the lineup. Noah Pinson into the on the floor for the first time tonight. As well as Trenton Lawrence. Five new ball players out there. The other one is Jalen Price. Those are the five on the floor now for Mid-Buchanan.
This five on the floor for the Dragons, not as long as the first five there.
That's for sure. 36-13, Dragons in command here. They put five bench players on the floor right now. Handling the ball, Dayton Burke for East Atchison. Gives up to Carter Oswald. Oswald being pressured over there. A lot of pressure from Noah Pinson. Gets the ball off to the near side now, comes over with it. Wenahan, Brody Wenahan, a cross-court pass, baseline right side in traffic. Follow-away jump shot up and good. Didn't see.
That was number 24, Mason Kingery.
Very good, Kingery. Once in a while, I can't get a focus on one of those down in the corner. Here's a long three from the left side, short off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Burke. Burke gets the basketball up Carter Oswald. He'll stand in the midcourt circle, gets it just across the timeline. Oswald goes in around the defender, up with a shot. Whistle, and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Trenton Lawrence.
That foul, indeed, is going to be on Trenton Lawrence's first personal, second of the second quarter here. That'll be a two-shot foul.
And it's going to be Carter Oswald at the line. Carter's made 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. I think that's 5 out of 5. And as a team, East Atchison 7 for 7. Here comes, what, 4 new basketball players back out there.
All 5. Another line change here for the Dragons.
Out there, Davin Ford in for the first time tonight. Also, Creighton Johnson is back out there. Now they're changing them 5 at a time here. At the line, Carter Oswald, up and good. Oswald, a perfect 6 for 6 from the line. East Atchison, a perfect 8 for 8 from the line as a team. Getting that score sheet down there, aren't you, buddy? All right, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. It's 36-17 with Mid-Buchanan with the big lead. East Atchison out here in a man-to-man defense. They go to the inside the paint, driving left-handed lay-in up, won't go. That shot put up by Ethan Angst. Whistle and a foul. Angst will be at the line to shoot 2.
Foul's going to be on Josh Sluter for the Wolves. That'll be his second, 13th foul of the second quarter for East Atchison.
Here's Angst, the senior, at the line. Free throw up and just off the mark to the right. They'll have another attempt coming. For East Atchison now, Tate Johnson back on their floor.
For the Wolves, Schluter and Livengood are the only 2 with fouls, both with 2. So Schluter going to take a seat here.
Ethan Angst with his second free throw attempt coming. This one is up. It's off also. And a good job of rebounding there for East Atchison by Tate Johnson. Johnson just muscled that away from a couple of defenders. Now in trouble is Carter Oswald. Or Livengood. Whistle and the foul is going to be called on Mid-Buchanan.
It's going to be on Creighton Johnson. That's his first 13th foul of the quarter here for Mid-Buchanan.
All right, the Wolves have the basketball. They'll play it in forecourt on the side. Lob the pass in to the left elbow. Top of the key, Carter Oswald for 3. Nothing there. Rebound, Creighton Johnson. Johnson with the outlet pass. Quickly down court come the Dragons with the basketball. Across to the near side. The pass to Chase Frieden. Frieden across court skip pass. Burton. Burton for 3. No, didn't get it. There's a rebound. Top of the key. Shot from the top for 3. That's up and off. No good by Davin Ford. Now again back to the top of the circle. Holding the ball up there is Angst. Ford had it for a moment. Angst gets it back. Pass goes up top now to Chase Frieden. There's a long 3 that shortens everything out of bounds. It'll be the Wolves basketball. For East Atchison, back onto the floor, Josh Sluter. Sluter checking in.
I tell you what, it doesn't matter what 5 is on the floor here for the Dragons. They all play the same way, a tight man-to-man press, and they like shoots.
Pressuring defense, that's for sure. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half now. It's 36-17. Into forecourt with a dribble. That's Livengood. Now Carter Oswald puts a shot up. Oswald with the score. That's his first field goal for Oswald. He is 6 for 6 from the free throw line, so he has 8 points now. Oh, there's a nice move by East Atchison getting the steal. A little alley-oop shot up and good. Great job of getting the ball over to Parker Livengood for the easy 2, and Livengood's got 9 points now. Here comes 5 more new players giving us a workout here. Ball is going to be stolen away. East Atchison comes up with the steal. Into forecourt with the dribble. There's a 3 from the corner. Up and good. Nailing the 3 is Parker Livengood. His second 3 of the evening. He's got 12 points now in the ballgame.
Just a 12-point lead, too.
And the 3 from the corner. Up and off no good. Carter Oswald with the dribble. Had a defender chasing him down. Under 2 minutes to go here. Yes, suddenly... East Atchison has closed it up a little bit. Well, part of that is Mid-Buchanan is going to their second and third line here. Now Carter Oswald with the basketball. Oswald's a junior point guard ball handler. Feed it to Livengood. Parker Livengood. Fall away shot from 10 feet off the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Ethan Angst. Angst down court with it quickly to Johnson. Driving for a lay-in. It's up and good. Getting the basket is Quentin Burton. Burton got the lay-in and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Foul on that one's going to be on number 23, Carter Oswald. That's his first, fourth of the half. or fourth of the quarter for East Atchison.
All right. At the free throw line for the end, one is Quentin Burton. Burton takes aim, launches the shot. It's up, it's good. He's got five now in the ballgame. He shouldn't be with us at halftime. We'll have the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap coming your way. Don't want to miss that. Let you know how your favorite player's doing. Oh, they telegraphed one under there a little too hard. Right now, Parker Leibniz wishing he had that one back. Here's a driving lay-in at the other end, up and good. Put in by Ian Campbell. Campbell now has seven in the ballgame. In trouble, East Atchison. They get it to Carter Oswald. Oswald with a nice pass. Feeds it off to the right side. Did a great job of getting the ball into the hands of Brody Winahan. And Winahan gets his first layup. There's a whistle on a foul on a shot at the other end. And I think that's going to result probably in Rafe Smith being at the line to shoot two.
That'll be the first foul on Brody Winahan. That is the fifth foul of the quarter, so two free throws from here on out for the Dragons.
Rafe Smith at the line here, shooting two shots. First one's up and good. He's now one out of two from the line. Let's add him up here. He's got 13 points in the ballgame already. Under a minute to play here in the first half, 42-26. Mid-Buchanan up. Rafe Smith, second free throw attempt is on the way. It's up, it's good. Hit them both. Full court pressure now by the Dragons. Behind the back dribble, Carter Oswald. Oswald gives it across to Sluder. Back to Oswald. They need to hurry now. He got it across the timeline to the left side. Jump shot from 12 feet off the glass. Didn't go. That one put up by Mason Kingery. Now a fight for the rebound underneath. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Foul's going to be on Lakin Swenson. That's his third foul for the Dragons. So Swenson will come out here and sit to the rest of this quarter. Just 41 seconds left, though, in the second quarter.
All right. It'll be Wolves basketball under their own basket to inbound it. Winahan lobs it up top to Oswald. Ball went off the official, and that's out of bounds. So it'll go right back to the Dragons. You should see the Dragons when they wear their green uniforms. It's Christmas colors. They have dark green with dark red numbers. It's a lot of fun. Tonight they're wearing white with red. We very much appreciate that. Up on the corner, left side, handling the ball is Ian Campbell. Campbell goes to the baseline, left side with a pass to the top of the key, right side of the lane. They kick it out once again across court to Kobolowicz. Here's a three from the right wing that's up and off the rim, and the rebound is taken down by T. Johnson. Outlet pass comes down court in a hurry. Ball is loose under the basket. They come up with it. Too far under to take the shot. Going down hard on the far side as he launched the shot over there was Parker Leibengood. Leibengood's going to be at the line to shoot two.
I think he's going to shoot three here. Foul was on Rafe Smith. That's his second. That'll be the fifth on the Dragons here, so both teams in the bonus.
So a three-point free throw situation. First one is up and good for Parker Leibengood. He was trying to launch a three and got kind of hammered from behind there. Leibengood's got a basket full of points here. I think that's 13 already for him. This one is up and off. No good. He'll get a third attempt. Off the bench now, Mason Kingery back into the lineup. Kingery in replacing Josh Schluter. Parker Leibengood at the line for his third of three free throws. This one is up. It's good. Got it. That gives him 14 in the first half of the ballgame.
The Wolves 10 of 11 now on free throws here in this first half. So really nice job from the line.
They'll inbound the ball here. Try and launch a shot at the buzzer. Shot is on the way. Off, no good. And at the half, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons are leading the East Atchison Wolves. Our halftime score, Mid-Buchanan 43, East Atchison 27. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and be back then with our Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. That's coming up next on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Henrichs back with you. It's halftime here at Mound City High School. At the half, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons leading East Atchison 43-27, our halftime score. And it's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Let's look at this individual scoring. First of all, for East Atchison, we have them unofficially with Parker Livengood leading the way with 13 points. Brody Winahan has 4. Carter Oswald with 8. Mason Kingery has 2 for their total of 27. From the free throw line, East Atchison made 10 out of 11 from the charity stripe. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, they're led here at halftime by Rafe Smith. He's the only Dragon in double figures, has 14 points. Ian Campbell chipped in 7. 5 for Chris Kovalevich, 5 also for Quentin Burton, 4 points for Aiden Admire, Chase Frieden added 3, and with 5 points, Creighton Johnson, for their total of 43. Free throw shooting, we have Mid-Buchanan hitting 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe.
6 threes in the first half there as well for Mid-Buchanan.
Our halftime score, 43-27, Mid-Buchanan leading East Atchison. Right now we're going to step aside, take a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood with your weather for the tri-state area. Fairly quiet weather as we head through our forecast. Through the rest of the work week and through our weekend, we'll see a few clouds from time to time, change in temperatures, but only a little chance of seeing some light snow early on Wednesday. Otherwise, looking very dry throughout the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, we'll have increasing clouds tonight as we cool to a low near 25. Chance of snow early on Wednesday. Lots of clouds, high near 33, breezy winds. Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 0 degrees. Lots of sunshine for Thursday, high of 22. Thursday night, mainly clear, a low near 12. High of 35 on Friday, lots of sun. Friday night, becoming cloudy, a low near 20. High of 35 on Saturday, lots of clouds. Saturday night, mainly cloudy, a low near 16. Occasional sun on Sunday with a high near 28 degrees. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence. Proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Mound City. The East Atchison boys trailing Mid-Buchanan now, 43-27, our halftime score. In the game played earlier this evening that you heard here on Sunny 101.3 in girls action, the Rockport Lady Jays defeated South Holt 64-19 was the final in our first game. This is only the second of four big games that we have for you tonight here on Sunny, a basketball, high school basketball marathon courtesy of myself, Randy Catullo, sitting alongside here with Dylan Henricks. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer. He's working back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, part of the MSC Sports Radio Complex, our six-station group of stations. Some might say he's firing as many as four or five basketball games at once out of that building. And that must be a little bit of chaos around there. I don't know. They've all got their own little booths. I've gone down there and toured the studios, but a lot of basketball going in and out of that building on a night like this. 43-27, our halftime score. We're set to move now into third quarter action. Let's see if the East Atchison boys can maybe battle back into this thing a little bit. They got behind early, then closed it up to within 12, only to fall behind again here by 16 at halftime. As we move into third quarter action, it'll be East Atchison's basketball inbounding it. Brody Winahan. Winahan tosses in to Carter Oswald, has the ball tipped away from him. He goes back and retrieves the basketball. Parker Liven good on the right side. Into the corner, Linehan, baseline left side. Linehan can't penetrate, has to dribble all the way out. Pressuring defense here by the Dragons. Boy, they are right in your pocket. Oh, nice pass underneath. Shot is up and good. Hitting the basket was Mason Kingery, but a great job from Linehan. Pass right the other direction. Laying up and good. That one by Lakin Swenson. So the Dragons wasted no time in answering that. Full court pressure now by Mid-Buchanan into fourth court. Long three, rimmed out off the rim. That wouldn't drop for Livengood. Rebound, follow shot, Oswald. He got hit as he put the ball up. Rebound, they try to put it underneath. Again, a follow shot. Shot is up off the glass. That won't go for Kingery. Now, finally, we get a whistle, and the official steps in very quickly. Let's see what the call is.
Get a call, a jump ball here. That'll give it to Mid-Buchanan and... great job there, you know, fighting for the rebound for the Wolves.
On the held ball, the already possession goes to the Dragons. Dragons with the basketball as they come on the attack offensively across the timeline into forecourt. With the dribble is Rafe Smith. He's their leading scorer here. Smith gives it to Kovalevich. Across court, lob pass near side, Ian Campbell. Ian Campbell with a three from out here in the corner. Ian Campbell's in double figures. He's got 10 points now in the ballgame. That's his second three of the night. This full court pressure is really giving the Wolves a fits here. They're having a tough time handling that pressure. Top of the key is Oswald. Oswald with the basketball. Now they find Schluter with it again. Off to Livengood. Parker Livengood tries to get inside the paint. Oh, he was looking to feed it underneath, but the ball got away, went out of bounds. He was trying to find Schluter, and it'll be a turnover right back to the Dragons. Dragons on the attack now. Across the timeline in the midcourt circle. Here's a three from way at the top of the key. That was put up by Ian Campbell. Wouldn't drop for him. And we come back the other direction. In backcourt. Oh, a bit collision across the way. That's probably going to go on Admire.
That will be the second foul here for Aiden Admire. First of the third quarter for the Dragons.
So, the ball will belong once again to East Atchison. Lob pass underneath the basket. Driving for the layup. Carter Oswald blocked nicely by Kovalevich. And went out of bounds. Boy, it looked like they're going to have a sure lay-in on the baseline under the basket there by Carter Oswald, but he just got it blocked back off of him, and then it went out of bounds. Here's a long three that's launched from the left side by Admire. That doesn't go. Rebound East Atchison. Oswald forces it down in a hurry this time, and a cross-court pass to the left side. It was over to Livengood with it. Top of the key, holding the ball. Schluter. They back it out. Look with this pressuring defense. They've got these kids handling the ball clear out at the midcourt line. Pushed them out that far away from the basket. No chance of getting a shot from out there. Again, this is Schluter to Oswald. Oswald, top of the circle. Oswald feeds it up to Kingery. Kingery, cross court, baseline left side. Driving, laying up, doesn't go. Rebound back the other direction in a hurry. Here comes Ian Campbell for driving layup. He couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Kingery. Kingery's tied up by Campbell. Campbell takes the ball away. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called probably on Kingery. Ian Campbell, they both were 24 down here badly. No, check
that. It's going to be on Brody Winahan.
Oh, Winahan, I thought it was an innocent bystander.
The Winahan second.
He got called for the foul. So the basketball is going to belong to the Dragons. Back onto the floor now comes Dayton Burke. He appeared briefly back in the second quarter. Burke is back on the floor. He's just a freshman out there, seems in varsity time. Lob pass comes up top to Rafe Smith. To the left wing, a long three left corner. Does not go. That shot launched by Aiden Admire. And the rebound, Calder Oswald. Oswald is triple-teamed in backcourt. Somebody's got to be open if there's three of them out here. Oh, there's a great defensive play going up and blocking the shot by Aiden Admire. They're going to say there was contact. Admire's going to get tagged for the foul, and we're going to put Brody Winahan at the line here to shoot two.
That'll be the third on Admire, second of the quarter here and second of the quarter for the team. 4:43 remaining, 48-29 is the Dragons' lead over the East Atchison Wolves.
Brody Winahan shooting two. First one is up and good. Brody is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points tonight for the Wolves of East Atchison. East Atchison, the combination of Tarkio and Fairfax going together. They play as East Atchison Wolves.
Winahan's going to get three here, I think,
right,
too. So his shot was for 3 points out.
Fairfax were the Bulldogs. Tarkio were the Indians. We ended up with Wolves at East Atchison. All the way up a good 3 in a row there for Brody Winahan. All right, here comes the Midget Cannon Dragons. There's a three that's off the back iron. Rebound, follow shot, put back. That won't go. Trying to put her back up was Aiden Admeyer. Rebound to Oswald. Carter Oswald trying to dribble between defenders. Gets it to the near side at the midcourt line. Got the ball off to Campbell. Underneath, driving, laying up, and tipped around, won't go. Try for rebound, follow shot, put up by Josh Schluter. And I think Schluter's going to go to the line and shoot two. Who'd they get?
And I think that's going to be the fourth personal on Lakin Swenson. So he'll take a seat here after the first free throw. 4:17 remaining in the third quarter, and he's got four.
Free throw is up and good. Put in by Josh Schluter. Schluter got that one down. He'll have a second shot coming. That's Josh's first point of the night in the ballgame. Another free throw coming here for the freshman. Shot is up. Back iron bounced out. Couldn't get her down. Pressure now being applied by the Wolves, but the ball went out of bounds off the fingertips of Brody Winahan. It'll stay with the Dragons. Creighton Johnson will inbound the pass for the Dragons. Throws it into backcourt, back to Rafe Smith. Smith had 14 points in the first half. He's been held scoreless here in the third quarter. Rafe Smith heard me say that, so he drives in and makes a layup. Okay. Rafe Smith with 16 points.
He took that personally.
I think he did. Timeout taken on the floor. 3:57 to go third quarter. It's 50-33. Mid-Buchanan on top. We're back in 30 seconds. On Sunny, 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we've just passed the midway point of this third quarter. 3:57 to play, third period. 50-33 right now. Mid-Buchanan on top.
I want to give a special thanks to our premier sponsors for our Mound City Tournament, Hiawatha Implement and Mound City, Shibe Drainage in Oregon, Sure-Ag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag of Mound City, and BTC Bank with locations in Oregon.
East Atchison with the inbound pass comes into Mason Kingery. His pass stolen away, back the other direction, driving, laying up and good. Nice move by Ian Campbell. Campbell now with 12 points in the game. Full court pressure still being applied by the Dragons. East Atchison having issues with it. In backcourt handling the ball, Mason Kingery. Ball is stripped away, knocked out of bounds. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called across the way, I think, on Campbell.
It'll be Campbell's second and the 14th foul of the quarter here for the Dragons. The next foul, going to give the Wolves 2 free throws.
Our 28th year, I believe, of covering the Mound City Tournament here on Sunny 101.3. We're proud of the record we have of coming over here and supporting the Northwest Missouri athletes. Wouldn't be possible without the help of all those sponsors you hear us mentioning. On the drive on the baseline, right side shot is up and good. Carter Oswald. Carter in double figures has 10 points now. He went right around two defenders, found a lane down through the free throw lane and put it up. At the top of the key, here's an open look three that's up and good. That was smooth for Creighton Johnson. Johnson's got 8 points now in the game. His second three-pointer of the night. Pressure still being applied by the Dragons. I describe this as kind of playing like your hair's on fire here. They're really all over that basketball. Oswald is double-teamed and triple-teamed out near midcourt. Now comes to the near side with his pass. Gets it up to Livengood. Parker Livengood. Livengood feeds the ball across to Sluder. Here's Oswald for three. It's off the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Quentin Burton. Burton gives the outlet pass out to Campbell. Driving lay-in up underneath. Campbell had a nice pass over there. They couldn't finish. Here comes a fast break the other direction. Winahan driving layup and a blocking foul on top of it. Winahan got the lay-in. That gives him, I believe, 9 points in the ball game. He'll also be at the line with the and one.
Foul's going to be on Quentin Burton. That's just his first, fifth of the quarter for the Dragons. And like you mentioned, that basket was good for Winahan, so he'll go to the line shooting one. He's a perfect 5 of 5 from the line tonight.
Let's see what he can do here. Winahan, 9 points in the ball game. This would put him in double figures if he could get her to drop. Shot is up, and the shot is good. Now 6 for 6 from the line, 10 points in the ball game for Brody Winahan. Winahan, the junior. Back the other direction, the Dragons. There's a shot laid up. Nice job defensively by Mason Kingery. Kingery blocked the shot, then got the basketball outlet pass to Parker Livengood. Underneath Kingery. Kingery with a shot up and good. All of a sudden, Mason Kingery coming alive here. Did some great defense. And back the other direction and a quick basket, too. It's back to a 15-point ball game. 55-40 with just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. From the left elbow, a long three is off the glass for the Dragons. Doesn't go, but the rebound underneath and follow shot is put up. It's off, won't follow. That was Burton trying to get it up, and now a whistle and a held ball is going to be called. The first shot, the initial shot by Creighton Johnson, came from out here on the left wing. Burton was down there battling for the rebound. They ended up with a held ball. Possession arrow is going to be in favor of East Atchison. So the East Atchison Wolves with the basketball. Down court, into the corner. Stolen away by the Dragons, but he stepped on the baseline. Great defensive move over there by Chase Frieden, but he just could not get rid of the ball before he stepped on the out-of-bounds line.
The Wolves are, you know, always able to keep it at that 12 to 15-point range right now, but just not able to cut any more into the lead.
Brody Winahan inbounds it. There's a long three top of the key. That's off the mark. Put up by Livengood. Rebound is Oswald in all kinds of traffic, and he got hammered. He tried to put a shot up through the trees. People all around him, but he got fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two shots here.
Foul's going to be on number three, Quentin Burton. That's his second. It'll be the sixth of the half. So two shots here for Oswald. 55-40 is our score. 129 remains in the third quarter.
Okay, Carter Oswald got that one down. He now has 11. Makes our score 55-41. Oswald, just a junior. Second one is up and good also. Add him up. I think he's 8 for 8 now from the free throw line for Carter Oswald. Perfect free throw shooting. 13-point lead now for the Dragons. 55-42. Dragon's been substituting freely, and they've kind of given up some of that lead that they had earlier. Not quite as comfortable a lead as they had. Working with the ball is Rafe Smith. Smith is in traffic. Ball away shot is up. He can't get it, but they fight for the rebound. Pull down, follow shot, up and good. On the follow was Chase Breeden. He just hung in there, pulled it down, and got the put back. 57-42, the lead is 15 once again with 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Getting pushed across the midcourt line over here. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. Who do we get?
It's going to be on Quentin Burton again. That's his third foul, third of this quarter as well. And that'll put Parker Livengood at the line shooting two. So, you know, that mid-Buchanan defense playing up in your face and pressing and playing hard, but leads to a lot of fouls. That'll be the third of the quarter and seventh.
Ivan good. 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and good. That gives him 14 points for the second time tonight. Another shot coming up for Parker Livengood. It's on the way up and good. He got them both. 4 out of 5 from the line now. 57-44, 13-point lead for the Dragons of Mid-Buchanan with 49 seconds to go here in the third quarter of our second game of the night. With the basketball is Aiden Admire, a cross-court pass, goes over to Chase Frieden. Now top of the key, we've got some new numbers in there from the corner baseline left side. A three is on the way off for Admire. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Did they count it? Yes.
It's not going to count it.
Basket is good for Riker McCullough, his first field goal of the night. And now he'll be at the line for the and one.
Foul's going to be on number three, Tate Johnson. That is his first.
The and one for Riker McCullough. On the way up, it's good. He got a quick 3 points. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Into forecourt. All the way in for the driving layup. And, oh, it's spun off the rim and wouldn't drop for Parker Livengood. But he will be at the line with a chance for two free throws.
Going to get the foul on number five. That's Chase Breed, and that is his second.
Parker Livengood is 4 out of 5 from the line. Here shooting 2. Up and good. Well, he's 4 out of 5. He's made the last, he's 5 out of 6 now, and he's made the last 4 in a row. Down to just 26 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Parker Livengood. Up and good. Got him.
The Wolves as a team, 11 out of 12 this quarter from the line.
Here come the Dragons with the basketball. Aiden Admeyer. Admeyer feeds it back up top to Burton. Burton tried to go underneath. The ball was loose for a minute. There's a shot that's up and blocked away. Burton tried to go up with a shot. Fast break, Carter Oswald. Oswald goes up with a shot. He couldn't get. That was awkward. Now a steal. Driver shot up by Winahan before the buzzer sounds. The basket will count. Makes it 60-48 after three quarters. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We move to fourth quarter action. The basketball will belong to Mid-Buchanan. Here come the Dragons into forecourt. Lincoln Swenson with an across-court pass. They feed it under the basket inside the paint. Back into Swenson. Turned around, little hook shot up and off. No good. The ball is tipped around. Comes down to the Dragons. Here's the driving floater. Up and good by Aiden Admeyer. Admeyer with 6 points now in the game for the Dragons. Makes it 62-48 here in the opening seconds of the fourth quarter. Across-court pass. Carter Oswald with an open three. Couldn't get it. There with the rebound is Rafe Smith. Here comes Smith across the timeline. Feeds it to the baseline left side. Campbell, shot is up, couldn't get it. Ian Campbell came up short. Rebound pulled away by Brody Winahan. Winahan out, left pass to Oswald. He'll bring it up court. Picking him up defensively is Rafe Smith. Lob pass deep down deep in the corner. Trapped down there, baseline left side. Ball goes out of bounds. I think he just threw it off the leg of the defender there. Back onto the floor for East Atchison comes Josh Sluter, the freshman. Sluter in now replacing Tate Johnson. It'll be East Atchison's basketball. The Wolves under their basket on the baseline left side, their own bucket. In traffic, comes right back to the corner. There's a three from the corner left side that's off, bounced around, no good. Rebound to Rafe Smith. Smith had it stripped away. Driving lay-in at the other end, up and good. Put in by Mason Kingery. Kingery got the lay-in, got him with 8 points. Now what do we have?
Got a turnover here from Mid-Buchanan, so 12-point lead in the basketball here for East Atchison.
Well, we're finding out. This game moves so fast. You look down just long enough to mark a score in, and there's a turnover, and they're back halfway up the floor.
Sorry, East Atchison trailing by 12 points, but with the basketball.
Okay. East Atchison, a chance to get this lead down to just 10 perhaps. Oh, a three on the way. Got it. A big three nailed there by Parker Livengood. They needed that one. And suddenly, it's a 9-point single-digit lead. The Dragons will start getting serious here pretty quick, I think. There's a little reverse backhanded lay-in. That one was put in by Kovalevich. He's got seven now, but there for a moment they have that lead down to single digits. Sid Buchanan has been substituting freely here. Here's a steal and a fast break by Rafe Smith. Driving layup, did not get it, but he was fouled. I think Smith is going to get a chance to go to the line and shoot two. Who'd they get for the foul?
Like they're going to get that one on Parker Livengood, and he did kind of run under him just a little bit. That'll be Parker's first of the quarter here, fourth quarter for the Wolves.
Rafe Smith had 14 at halftime. He has 16 now here at the line, shooting two shots. The Dragons substituted freely and saw a sizable lead melt down to just 9 points there momentarily. First free throw is up and off, no good for Rafe Smith. He's now made 2 out of 4 for the night. He'll have another shot coming here. Smith is a senior. Shot is off the back of the rim, missed them both, and the rebound down to East Atchison. East Atchison trailing by 11. They work into forecourt. Wenahan is double-teamed. They're slapping at it. Gets rid of the ball. Gets it across to Livengood. Livengood pulls up his dribble. Has the ball skipped away. Wenahan comes up with it into the corner. Livengood. Livengood can't get an open look at it. Now back to Carter Oswald up on the left wing. Ball is stolen away from Oswald. Driving lay-in up and off. No good. Rebound brought down. Follow shot is up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Lincoln Swenson is going to get the basket and draw the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Foul's going to be the third on Brody Wenahan, second of the quarter here. Swenson to the line for one.
Okay, Lincoln Swenson has 4 points so far. Make that five as he put that one down, and the lead suddenly jumps back up to 14 here for the Dragons with 5.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Here come the Wolves down court. They whip one across to the near side. Oswald feeds it underneath. A little contact into there. Probably going to be Ian Campbell, the guilty party on this one.
That is, in fact, going to be on Campbell, his third. Just the first of the quarter four.
See, I can rep from way up here. John and I, we make a lot of good calls from this little box up here. There's a long three from the corner on the left side, went off the rim, off the backboard, off the pipe holding the backboard, and then off the cable holding the pipe that was holding the backboard. In other words, it went out of bounds. 5:14 to go, fourth quarter, 67-53 your score. 14-point lead for Mid-Buchanan. On the dribble comes Rafe Smith into forecourt. Rafe Smith backs out into the midcourt circle, now goes around the defender, gets a pick. Ball away, jump shot from 12 feet away, up and good. Rafe Smith could play on my basketball team. He's got 18 now. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:56 to go in the game. 69-53, Mid-Buchanan on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
4 minutes, 56 seconds to play in this one. It's 69-53, Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons, leading the East Atchison Wolves. This is the second of four big games tonight. Two more coming up. Don't go away. Lots of high school basketball this week, all week long, here on Sunny 101.3. Football Thursday night. Just to kind of put a cherry on top of that, a state championship game from St. Joseph. All right, down court, the ball is slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Aiden Admire, so it'll stay with East Atchison. The Wolves will keep the basketball, and inbounding it will be Brody Wenahan. Wenahan into Carter Oswald. Oswald is in backcourt, picked up defensively. Cross-court pass to the near side. underneath. The ball is loose. Went ahead, kicks it down. They all now. Lots of contact. The ball stolen away. Driving way up the other end. Up and good by Chris Kovalevich. And he now has 9 points in the ball game. And the Dragons have opened the lead back up to 18. It was down to 9 there momentarily, and they've doubled it up again now, 71-53. Skip pass to Oswald. Oswald with a long three off the iron. Chases his own rebound. Comes up with the ball. It's loose on the floor. Timeout's going to be taken to preserve the possession. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Andy Katula, that's Dylan Hendricks seated over there, back at the other end of everything on the Sunny 101.3 control panel tonight is Kurt Kilman as our producer engineer for this production. We have 4:05 left to go, and this one is 71-53. Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons on top. They have the basketball. On the right side, that's Ian Campbell. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by the Wolves. Wolves has it stolen away. Back the other direction goes Rafe Smith. Paul Smith with a nice feed back. He puts the ball back to Kovalevich, who could not finish. He is fouled, however. And we're going to put Chris to the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul there is going to be on number 10, Bernie Winningham. That's his fourth. Be the third foul of the fourth quarter here.
Here comes
for
five,
the Wolves.
Here come five new ball players once again for the Dragons. At the free throw line, Chris Kovalevich shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. He's got 9 points tonight. He needs to get one of these to get into double figures. Lots of subs back onto the floor. Ethan Hanks is back out there. We'll try and ID some more of the players. Kovalevich trying to get into double figures with this free throw. Shot is on the way. The shot is up. It's good. He got it. He's got 10 now on the night. Let's ID some more of the new players back in there. Chase Breeden is back on the floor. Also back in is Creighton Johnson, along with Ethan Angst is out there. Riker McCullough back on the floor. Riker just a sophomore. Here come the Wolves setting up their offense. Bob Pass comes across to the near side. Oswald. Skip pass. They're just playing catch with it. Oswald gets it back. Now he'll launch a long three. It's off the iron. A battle for the rebound. Sitting on the floor and holding the basketball were the Wolves. And then the ref comes in, blows the whistle, stops the action. Who recovered the fumble? I didn't see.
I think we'll give it to both teams on the alternating possession. It'll go to the Wolves.
Okay, the Wolves get it back. Everybody going after the loose basketball. Bob Pass comes in, lots of contact there. Good sportsmanship, however. The Dragon, the guilty Dragon on that one was Riker McCullough, and he hurried over there to quickly help the Wolf back to his feet after that collision.
Be Riker's first, second foul of the quarter for the Dragon.
So the Wolves will maintain possession of the basketball. They pass it in forecourt. In the backcourt on the near side to Carter Oswald. Oswald gets the ball back on the right elbow into the corner. Deep baseline right side with a basket pass across court. Three is up and good. Nailing the three from the far side is Parker Livengood. Livengood's got a bucket full of points here. We'll add him up. He's got to be pushing 20 or so. There's a shot from the corner. Put up and off. No good. And the rebound to Oswald. Fast break in the other direction. Driving, laying up. Oh, could not quite finish on it. Josh Schluter had a great opportunity. Ball is stolen away again, but there's contact out here near midcourt. Let's see who they're going to get for this one.
Going to get the foul on number 3, Quentin Burton. That is his fourth, third of the quarter for the Dragon. Like you said, Livengood definitely passed the 20-point mark. He's got 24.
Well, I was thinking so, getting up there with it. Oswald gets it across court to the near side to Parker Livengood. Back to Oswald. High lob pass to Livengood. Beat it to the corner, looking underneath. Oswald in traffic at the free throw line, steps between defenders. Oh, beautiful pass. Got the ball over to Brody Winahan, and Brody put it in. Time out taken. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Sunny 101.3.
227 left to play in this one. It's 72-58. Mid Buchanan Dragons on top. Dragons with the basketball. Back to live action. McCullough. They go to the corner with it. The ball is stripped out of the hands of Creighton Johnson. But I think slapping it away from him down there was Josh Sluter. Sluter touched it last. Possession will stay with the Dragons. Into the corner, right side. Back to the top of the key. A little bit of a shuffle of feet down there. And traveling is going to be called on Creighton Johnson, the sophomore. They'll give the ball back now again to East Atchison. 72-58. Dragons on top from Mid-Buchanan. East Atchison. A cross-court pass into the corner. Here's Parker. Shot from the right side. Up and off. No good by Livengood. Rebound, pulled down into the basket by Quentin Burton. Burton gets the ball back, off to his teammate across the timeline on the dribble, Chase Frieden. Frieden feeds it underneath, in the paint. Basketball stolen back the other direction by Kingery. Kingery feeds it to Carter Oswald. Little underhanded scoop. That was a sweet move by Carter Oswald to make that little scoop shot underneath. He's in double figures, I think with 14 or so now, unofficially. There's a deep three from the corner right that's up and off, no good for Johnson. Rebound, long downcourt pass. Oh, there's Oswald waiting under the basket, but wait a minute. Might have had a foul as he was trying to make the pass down here. It'll just belong on the baseline. Who's the foul on?
Let me give that one on Frieden. That is his third. Fourth of the quarter here for Mid-Buchanan, and a line change here for the Dragons again.
Trenton Lawrence is in. Jalen Price is back in the lineup. Also back on the floor, Mac Furlong for the first time tonight, I think. Furlong checks in. 1:22 left to play. Down court pass. Oswald. Ball stolen away. Tip down to the teammate. Driving layup. No, couldn't get it. Got a whistle and a foul. And Dane Sprague, who just got into the ball game here, is going to be at the line with a chance to get into the scorebook and a chance shooting two shots.
Going to get that foul on Carter Oswald for the Wolves. That's his second.
So here's Dane Sprague shooting two. First one is just short off the front of the rim. He'll get another. Here comes some more subs than we haven't seen before. We got a 50 that didn't even make the scorebook or the program here. He's in the ball game. Dane Sprague, second free throw up, and it's off no good. And there's the rebound. Down court with the basketball. You got a 50?
Yep,
okay.
Axel.
There, Axel. Okay, Axel Simp. If I'd look at the right side of the score sheet, I'd find him. Inside, Oswald has the ball stripped away. Breakaway for a layup at the other end. Driving layup up, off, no good. Rebound, trying for putback is up. It won't go. They're battling after the loose basketball. Now it's tipped away, and a whistle on a foul on the floor. No shot here, I don't think.
Going to get that one on Parker Livengood. That will be his fourth. That'll be the fifth of the quarter on the Wolves, so that'll put number 10 at the line, Dane Sprague.
Okay, Sprague just went 0 for 2 moments ago here at the line. He'll get another couple of opportunities. Dane Sprague shooting two. Shot is up. Got that one. It's now one out of three. Dane Sprague getting in late in the game, got into the scorebook. Now onto the floor comes Riley Koop. Koop is out there for East Atchison. Seeing a lot of kids coming off the bench here in the late going. Dane Sprague's second free throw is up. It's good also. He made two out of four tonight. Now has 2 points. Another sub waiting to check in is Evan Rogers, just a freshman. The freshmen are seeing the floor now, playing in their first ever Mound City Invitational Tournament here as freshmen. We've got Riley Koop, Evan Rogers, both freshmen. Here's a steal. Breakaway lay-in up and off. No good. Missed the uncontested layup. Dane Sprague is shaking his head on that one. Down to 35 seconds to go with the basketball on the near side. Evan Rogers feeds it into the corner. Back it comes to Rogers. Rogers has the ball tipped away. It's loose. Picked up and laid in. Up and good by Dayton Burke. Burke's first 2 points of the ball game. He's a freshman, and he got into the scorebook. Was in the right place at the right time. There's a spinning move. Shot is up and off. No good. Axel Simp with the rebound. Pass break the other way. The freshman pulls it up underneath. Riley Coop gives it out to his teammate from the corner. Bank shot. Three-pointer off the glass from the corner. Hitting the three-point bank was Evan Rogers.
And they're going to call that one a two.
A two, okay.
It'll officially go down as a two.
Okay, there's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score, 74-64. 74-64, a 10-point win tonight for Mid-Buchanan. Stay with us. We're going to take a two-minute break here. Be back with a post-game scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again here to Mound City. Our final score in our second game of the broadcast saw the Mid-Buchanan Dragons defeating the East Atchison Wolves, our final, 74-64. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the East Atchison boys, they were led tonight by Parker Livengood. He finished with 23 points in the ball game, also in double figures. Brody Wenahan had 14, as well as Carter Oswald with 14 points. 8 points tonight for Mason Kingery. Chipping in at two was Dayton Burke. 2 points also for Evan Rogers. And adding a single point tonight was Josh Sluter for East Atchison's total of 64. Get this number. The Wolves hit 21 of 23 shots from the free throw line tonight. 21 of 23 from the line. That's pretty good team shooting there at the charity stripe. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, 74 points on the board up there. Leading the way tonight was Rafe Smith. He had 18 points in the ball game. Also in double figures, Ian Campbell with 12, as well as Chris Kovalovich. He finished with 10 in the ball game. 8 points tonight for Creighton Johnson coming off the bench. Adding six was Aiden Admire. 5 points each for Quentin Burton as well as Chase Frieden. 5 points also for Lake Swenson. With 3 points in the ball game was Riker McCullough. Dane Sprague had two in the contest for their total of 74. Free throw shooting for Mid-Buchanan, they made 10 out of 18 from the charity stripe. 74. 64-64, your final score here tonight, with Mid-Buchanan defeating East Atchison. In the girls' game played earlier this evening ahead of this one, the final in that one saw Rockport defeating South Holt 64-19. We're going to send it back to the studios here for a two-minute break, and we'll be back then and take a look at the starting lineup for the upcoming girls' game. That's coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports